clearly this song is meant for someone for the way that it came out, and I appreciate you, person, and your family. And I hope that you all understand there is never ever been any disrespect for me and my friends. They all know what we've all been through, and no one knows what's going on. So we always continue to praise and honor those that came before us. And as the length has gone long, we honor the day and remembrance. We remember the time periods, and we remember their coordinates, as we do not forget. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me. Y'all know it's true. All we want to do is find peace, and you know what? Look around you. It's been granted. Take your time wisely. Song, it's clearly meant for me, because I remind myself, you know, as I watch Megan Thee Stallion replay in my head, as she was like, she just bent over and everybody screamed, that much power. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's come to a point where we had to do this again, but this time it's asserting yourself and understanding who you are and being able to control your own mind and your own body and your own time without handlers. Like, why you handling something hot? It's so hot. You gotta get gloves. I mean, I'm speaking English, but only people that understand me. So I don't talk often, because when I do, it sounds like I'm speaking all out in the cosmos. No, I'm right here on the earth with you. Bubbles and pulp shit. I just don't understand how it got this far until I realized it literally was drugs, just like that young boy Clever said and any other rapper before the 1960s and beyond. But that's what I'm saying. We've all known that that was an issue. So where did the problem start? When they gave it to children. When they gave it to children, that's it. So, like, on December 4th, 2019, I posted on my Rizzle, Jesus loves the little children, but I said, We are all of God's children, all the children of the world, all the colors, all the shades. We are all the broken. That's what it was. I wrote it down and I had it on the video. We are all the broken children, all the children of the world, all the colors, all the shades. We are one. We are all one and the same. Love is fixes. God is with us. Change the world. Or save the world, rather. Save the world, not change the world. Because agents of change are not always good, you guys. Like, what are you thinking? Just because their names were Chaos and Change, that you thought chaos was bad? They said change would do you good. How do you like it? I think too much. Not talk too much. People misunderstand things that I think, anyway. And if I'm thinking it, then it means that it's something that's in my head and not in the world. So therefore, the world should have no idea what I am talking about. However, the last couple of years, it's been like more subscribers to my link. What does that mean? No idea, but I know it's been there. I would sit there like in the 80s and wonder how my parents didn't realize what was happening, but it's because it was always happening. So if you're bombarded with something, of course you won't notice. And that's what happened. So anyway, I'm thinking about baking today. Like, you know, we're wrapping up everything. But I don't know. And yes, this is different. This is not like before. But what are you going to do? Just waiting, getting answers. I hear none. Okay, so thinking about eating cookies today. Or, you know, doing like, oh man, if I had those like pineapple chunks, like pineapple upside down cake, you got to understand something. If you get upset about something that you cannot control, it's only going to fester till it becomes something that you cannot control. You hear? Then you make and you've created another issue. The toxic speaking has to stop about yourself first. And then you'll realize, oh snap, I'm just talking about everyone. Because I'm talking about me. Now, there are some people that only feel one or two or three things. And so yes, that spirit of unknowing does make you feel when you meet someone else. Because they are not a part of your line or nature or area. But if they are not approaching you with, you know, harshness, why would you approach them as such? So you have to learn how to speak in different tones and dialects when you go to different places. I mean, I'm not trying to teach nobody how not to be themselves. No dummies. I stayed me forever. I'm trying to tell you. I mean, another thing you could prove that we stay ourselves forever. Gabby Gifford. I hope I said her name correctly. Her husband's an astronaut with a bald head. Like my dad, what did I say about bald head men? And don't he got a twin brother? Look, it don't even matter. The whole point is he sure probably do. Because he's bald headed. And even if it was not a bald head man, she lived and she is well. And that's why you know. And it's not because she's a white woman. Because there are plenty of other people that have gone through that and survived. It's just the fact that she did it. And that means that it can happen. So why doubt, you know, when you see the probability of a man's hands, but then when you see what happens when God's hands are placed over it, it's a whole nother anointing, you know? Like the man can do certain things that God would crush if God touched, but God can do amazing things through the eyes of man, okay? This is what people need to get it right. See, I laugh when I'm talking because I'm like, yo, I sound like some old head. And it makes me laugh because now I realize I am some old head. You know, I'm looking at Will Smith and everybody like, oh, go ahead, old man. You're doing well. Congratulations on being Will and Jaden's mom. You know, dad. Sorry, Jada. Dad. You know, like I realized that's why. I'm like, yo, why are these people so connected to me? Because they put their lives in the news all the time. Not Will and Jada. But their publicists and marketing people put them in the news all the time for the littlest things, over putting out the kind and unimpressionable things that would not hurt anyone that Willow and Jaden have been doing. Willow's music has bridged a gap between two like huge landscapes of people. You hear I didn't say markets. Landscapes of people that were divided because of the way they looked. And it is true. And so people didn't look and venture into their ways, not knowing that they were actually all the same, just in different like realms and periods of life. So it was like, oh my gosh, this is the time, this is happening. But then you realize things had happened before because life is life. So you go on and you continue the cycle, but you don't have to add to it, you know? You really don't. And the thing is, the possibility of you coming up to be added is so huge. All you gotta do is follow your life. Follow your life. So if your life comes up to a celebrity's life, then you say, okay, this is another person that does exactly the same things as other people do. And they just happen to be a person that everybody knows. So their life is scrutinized. So you have to remember that takes a lot of toll on a person's mental. Okay? Y'all be talking reckless to these celebrity people, especially to these rich people. They got issues too, and I mean mental issues. Don't get it twisted. Their health might be full of weirdness and craziness because they ain't got no business doing some of the stuff they're doing. And I'm telling you this, like, because of gout and stuff like that. But y'all be getting is something different, and that's what you get. And I found that in my own blood because of what I've had to eat or what I thought was natural and it wasn't something else. It shows in the body, which is what y'all are probably going through. And this is why I keep talking, but without fear, understanding that I am helping here in some capacity for someone. And God bless you in any way you see God, because I know God is always here for me, and I am continuously and always grateful. But for you, I really want you to feel better. I want you to feel accepted and know that you are accepted. I want you to welcome yourself into your own mind. Not any guilt, no pain, no issues with other people. Of course, you're going to have pains, but I'm saying don't hold on to pain. Because, like, I hit my toe the other day and I'm like, dang, or maybe yesterday. And I was like, oh, but I made it through. I didn't cry. I didn't add on to it to say, ugh. And I know that that sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm very dramatic, so it took a lot to come down to not do that. Like, it so and me not drawing so much attention to that part when I hit it, the sensation lasted way less than it did when I would pay attention. It gave me less, like, if I gave no thought to it, it gave me no mind about it. It's kind of the mindset I had to deal with when I was getting my teeth worked on, you know? It's like, well, once you get that first prick, you know it's gonna be crazy. So you just keep going and hoping that the stuff don't, numbs you. And if it doesn't numb you, you just have to pray that they don't cut you when you move. So I forgot what we were talking about now. And that was bad imagery, my bad. Oh, there's no telling what I've said on here.